At 6:06, it is clear in 70, headed to 89. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We start off on State Capitol Watch this morning. School leaders in the Tulsa area say a flat state budget is going to be devastating.
Public school funding won't increase under the budget agreement. Union School Superintendent Kathy Burden says it will mean cuts impacting the quality of education.
We are in a crisis situation. In Union Public Schools, we have lost more than $6.5 million since our budget in 2008, and our student population continues to grow.
While school funding does not increase in the new budget, it does include $52 million for teacher health care benefits and merit bonuses that had to be funded with supplemental appropriations this year. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
In the final hours of this legislative session, bond issues are moving forward this morning. Included in a package approved yesterday, $20 million for the OK Pop Museum here in Tulsa. It is out of committee. It goes to the full House and Senate now for consideration. Exactly 1 year after a tornado ripped it apart, Joplin breaks ground on a new high school. It will be built upon rubble of the old high school. Joplin School Superintendent C.J. Huff is humbled by what children have done to help Joplin rebuild.
Children from across the country have raised money at lemonade stands, bake sales, and car washes. They've emptied their piggy banks and donated their toys, their clothes, and their books. In many cases, their most prized possessions. That is giving in its purest form.
In the tornado last year, Joplin lost its high school, a middle school, and two elementary schools. The Creek Nation officially takes over the Riverwalk crossing at Jinx. Chief George Tiger credits the nation's casinos with keeping the tribe flush with cash.
Gaming has been good to not only Muscogee Creek Nation, but to all tribal nations throughout the country. It's allowing us to do different things, and in the last month with the purchase of the Riverwalk.
The tribe bought the property at a sheriff's sale. Authorities say a 13-year-old boy who was shot outside a Tulsa sports bar on the north side where a birthday party was being held has died of his injuries. He died yesterday. The shooting was Sunday. Tulsa prosecutors are seeking a delay in a preliminary hearing for two men charged in a Tulsa shooting spree that left three people dead and two others wounded. Prosecutors filed the request to delay the scheduled May 30th hearing for Jacob England and Alvin Watts. He fled Tulsa during the 1921 race riot. At 109, Otis Clark was believed to have been the oldest living survivor of the Tulsa race riot. He has now died. In a 2009 interview with John Erling's Voices of Oklahoma Oral History Project, he discussed the Tulsa riot.
They didn't tell the whole truth about it in the papers, but more colored folks were killed in that riot than any place in America.
You can hear the entire interview at voicesofoklahoma.com. A memorial service is held for the founder of the Ken's and Mazzio's pizza chains. Ken Selby died last week. The service was held yesterday afternoon at the Boston Avenue Methodist Church. Going to the lake over the Memorial Day weekend? Well, be careful. That is the message from the Oklahoma Department of Environmental Quality. Now, last summer, Oklahoma had a blue-green algae problem at many of its lakes, and while no such problems have been reported so far this year, the DEQ's Skylar McElhaney says you should use caution.
There are certain bacteria and viruses that can be present in untreated bodies of water. People can make informed decisions when they're going to be recreating at one of the state's natural bodies of water.
She says, first and foremost, don't swallow the lake water. Our weather forecast, sunny, windy, and warm today. A high of 89. It'll be breezy tonight, but clear, 69 for an overnight low. Now at 6:10, it is clear and 70. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.